Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. You know it's been a wild, woolly Sunday evening, a Monday day session. You saw Friday swing around. Of course, the Trump traders who've been predicting doom and gloom that grain prices were going into the tank because we're going to never sell grain again with all these tariffs and, you know, this great weather in South America. Here we are with corn getting within 6 to 7 cents of the best prices they had seen early last week, and soybeans trading $10.60 within 16 cents of the highest price we were ever offered this January. What gives? Well, what is giving is that there is value to our crops, and as you've heard, Trump is winning fast. He won in Panama quick. He won Colombia with their disputes quickly. And now Mexico is bending at the knee, says, okay, we give. And Trump is holding off the tariffs of the 25% for 30 days while they work things out. And the Mexicans are sending 10,000 troops to the border. Also, overnight, when we could have broken darn hard, we didn't. Because when Mexico and China were supposed to be retaliating, Mexico didn't put any tariffs on corn, which they're the largest buyers of corn for the United States in the world, and China never put tariffs on our beans. And now we have a meeting scheduled for this coming weekend with China, and Secretary Bessette and Secretary Lutnick are going to be discussing them honoring the Phase 1 trade deals for buying agricultural products, more specifically grains, will be in queue. Well, that helped support and turn everything around this morning, and now we have March soybeans up 16 and a quarter cents at 10.58 and a quarter, and that's with improving weather in Argentina. The May contract up 14 and three quarter cents, 10.72 and a quarter. New crop November up 10 and three quarters to 10.61 and three quarters. Corn March up 7 and a quarter, 49 and a quarter. May back over $5. We're at $5 and a quarter cents, up 7 and a quarter. July corn up 7, 503 and three quarters, while December new crop climbs 4 and three quarter cents to 465. Wheat also higher. Chicago up 9 and a quarter on the March contract, 568 and three quarters. Kansas March up 7 and a quarter, 586 and a half. Minneapolis March up 4 and a half cents, 620. May gaining 4 and a quarter cents to 627 and a quarter. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us 701-222-0221. Sharply lower again today in the cattle futures and feeder cattle market. Last week, Tuesday, and later in the week, we put out a special report that cattle have a nasty habit of, when they're in a good way, they go sour in February and sometimes into March. Well, they got ahead of that early on Wednesday. The cattle inventory report, pretty much neutral, friendly as expected. 99% is the herd size to a year ago. For the calf numbers, about 99% of a year ago. Yet we were set to open higher and turned lower on the sharply higher corn market today. But more importantly, Mexico, not only are the ports of entries going to be opening up, but there's not going to be 25% tariffs on these calves that can be purchased. We originally had about 207,000 Mexican feeder cattle that were invoiced prior to the tariff threat, so they were going to come in at their pre-bought prices. But new purchases now will occur without any tariffs for the next 30 days. So under pressure we are. February live cattle down $1.67, $202.97, and that's with a sharply higher box beef market of well over $3 gains. April cattle down $2.37. $199.92, June off $2.52, $194.17. Feeder cattle March down $5.32. We are at $270.35. April off $5.47 to $269.65. May down $5.20, $267.92. While the August feeders also down $5.05, $268.85. In the hogs, February today is unchanged, $84.17, but April hogs down the $4 limit, $86.35. We're off $3.35 for June, $99.65 as we fall back under the $100 threshold. In the gold, jumping now $21.50 an ounce to $2,856. Silver's gaining 25 cents to $32.51. Bitcoin plummeted last night down to about $91,000. Now we are only down $1,670 to $99,828. Crude oil, in the meantime, continues to hammer on the $72 value and then bounces. We're currently up 7 cents, $72.60. Diesel fuel, though, up 5.25 cents a gallon, $2.45. Gasoline up 4.5 cents a gallon, $2.10 a gallon. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.